Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Thursday, September 14th, 2017. President Trump is getting to work on tax reform. And in lieu of saints and martyrs, today we celebrate the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. South Korea conducted an advanced stealth missile test yesterday, and there are calls to examine the relationship between the flu vaccine and miscarriage. On the American home front, President Trump met with a bipartisan group of congressmen at the White House yesterday. Reuters reports that the president reiterated his main goal for tax reform, cutting taxes for the middle class and cutting corporate taxes to encourage job growth. President Trump indicated that the pockets of the wealthy might end up taking a hit.
Thank you very much. I'm pleased to welcome this bipartisan group of Democrats and Republican lawmakers to the White House. Inspired by the example of our own citizens, we should be able to come together to make government work for the people. That's why I was elected. That's why I ran. And to provide jobs and opportunity to millions of struggling families. This includes tax reform that is pro-jobs, pro-growth, pro-family, and pro-American. It's very simple. It's all pro-American. And the rich will not be gaining at all with this plan. We're looking for the middle class, and we're looking for jobs, jobs meaning companies. So we're looking at for the middle class, and we're looking at jobs. I think the wealthy will be pretty much where they are. Pretty much where they are. If we can do that, we'd like it. If they have to go higher, they'll go higher, frankly. We're looking at the middle class, and we're looking at jobs.
Today's quote of the day comes from Catholic doctor St. Giuseppe Mascotti. Remember that you must treat not only bodies, but also souls, with counsel that appeals to their minds and hearts, rather than with cold prescriptions to be sent in to the pharmacist. Today is the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. This feast commemorates three historical events: the finding of the True Cross by St. Helena, the dedication of churches built by Constantine over the sites of the Holy Sepulchre and Mount Calvary, and the return of the True Cross to Jerusalem by Emperor Heraclius II. The feast also commemorates the fact that the cross is the instrument of our salvation. Jesus calls on us to take up our crosses daily and follow him, and when we do so, we unite ourselves to his sacrifice upon the cross and participate in the redemption of the world. Australia's ABC News reveals that South Korea has released videos as proof of having conducted a live-fire drill for an advanced air-launched cruise missile. This missile increases South Korea's ability to conduct a preemptive strike upon North Korea in the event of an escalation in the current crisis. The missile's maximum range is 500 kilometers and has certain attributes which render it undetectable to North Korean radar. The Taurus missile, as it is called, was manufactured in Germany and was fired from an F-15 fighter jet. South Korea's options for averting a North Korean nuclear attack are few, and the preemptive strike is being touted as one of the more realistic options. Yesterday, South Korea claimed that it had detected radioactivity in air samples collected in the days following the last North Korean missile test, but they could not conclusively identify what sort of bomb had been detonated. In health news, ABC is reporting that Boston obstetrician Dr. Laura Riley, who leads a committee on maternal immunization, is calling for an investigation into the relationship between the flu shot and miscarriage. In a study of U.S. pregnancies between 2010 and 2012, women who experienced a miscarriage were more likely to have received back-to-back annual flu shots, which included the immunization against the swine flu. The authors of the study noticed a trend of women who miscarried within 4 weeks of receiving the shot for the swine flu, but only women who had received the same shot the previous year had the miscarriages. Dr. Riley says, quote, "I want the CDC and researchers to continue to investigate this, but as an advocate for pregnant women, what I hope doesn't happen is that people panic and stop getting vaccinated." Although experts claim that studies demonstrate the safety of receiving vaccines during pregnancy, there has been little research done on the effects of the flu vaccine during the first trimester. In this Celestial Musings, as you probably know by now, Hillary Clinton's new book, What Happened, was released this week. In the book, she laments the over two dozen women who apologized to her after the election for not voting or not doing more to help with her campaign. She says, quote, "These people were looking for absolution that I just couldn't give. We all have to live with the consequence of our decisions. Yeah, yes, we do. So I said to myself, wait a minute, isn't this the woman who keeps getting let off? Perhaps she isn't being held accountable for her choices, but she is living with the consequences of them right now, because she isn't president. And that's good. But here's what shouldn't happen. Let's hope she doesn't seek to become a Methodist pastor. That doesn't jive so well with making voodoo dolls of your enemies and an inability to forgive. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for more of The Mike Church Show, king-size truth from radio-sized speakers. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.